A new shelter opens in downtown Olympia with a model called Low Barrier. It's one of just a few of its kind in the whole state. It's also the first of its kind in Washington to allow pets and provide special accommodations for people who are LGBTQ, reports Elizabeth Jenkins.
The Interfaith Overnight Emergency Shelter has put in a lot of work to open before the winter chill. They've rehabbed the basement of a church into a 30-bed unisex facility. Murals are left over from when it was a Sunday school. There's a rainbow above the door. Meg Martin is the shelter coordinator and shows me around.
So this is the front entryway. One of our new shelter staff is hand-painting signs for us, and so we're going to have a hanging sign above the check-in desk that says, "Welcome, we're glad you're here, please check in."
It's a low-barrier shelter, which means there are less barriers to getting in. They will allow low-level sex offenders, there will be no ID requirement, and sobriety isn't mandatory.
That would be a reason for them to get asked to leave every other shelter, and we are able to provide proper training for our staff to be able to house those folks, whether they're using or not.
The shelter will also allow pets, not just service animals, to enter the facility. Martin says many people would rather sleep out in the cold than be separated.
Having an animal is sometimes the strongest therapeutic tool.
Couples will be permitted to stay together. There's even a gender-neutral area for people who identify as LGBTQ.
Traditionally, shelters are very, very gendered and have not been safe spaces for people that identify.
The shelter is located in an area that's experiencing an explosion of development. Just half a block away, an empty mid-century Sears building is being transformed into a bank and brew pub with 19 apartments on top. Jim Haley is the president of Thurston First Bank. He says he's concerned about the low barrier model.
If you have somebody that has a particular drug dependency that causes them to need cash, my teller is sort of the next thing in line before their next fix, so it becomes very problematic for me.
He says the shelter location doesn't make sense at a time when the downtown economy is being revitalized.
If people don't feel secure in the area, then they're not going to rent the apartments. They're not going to want to be downtown.
Low barrier shelter is good for business.
That's Nathan Riley, the owner of Three Magnets Brew Pub. His pub is going in right next door to Haley's bank. He thinks the Interfaith Shelter is a positive inclusion that could help alleviate some of the burden on downtown businesses.
By giving a safe place for people to stay, it will help the image of downtown and help the safety of these individuals at the same time. So it's a win-win.
Back at the Interfaith Overnight Emergency Shelter, workers and volunteers rush to finish before the opening. Martin says some of the complaints she's fielded from the community are systemic of living in an urban hub, not the fault of the homeless.
When I hear that, I hear that the status quo is not working. And what we need in Olympia is not more of the same. It's something different.
In Thurston County, homelessness has been decreasing over the last 3 years. But the amount of high-risk homeless, the population the low-barrier shelter serves, is on the rise. Martin says as the demand increases, the Interfaith Overnight Emergency Shelter is considering expanding its services and remaining open around the clock. I'm Elizabeth Jenkins for KUOW.